This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Most of the state has received heavy precipitation the last few days, from snow in the highlands to flooding on the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Meteorologist Rush Schumacher directs Colorado's Climate Center. He says the largest amount of rain has been reported in East Metro Denver.
It's the third wettest two-day period that has ever been observed in Denver. And at Colorado Springs, it was the wettest May day that they've ever had, with the 3.18 inches yesterday. Some pretty remarkable totals.
More than 3.5 inches of rain were reported at DIA over the last 2 days. Schumacher says the storms this week will benefit agriculture on the Eastern Plains, which have dealt with serious drought over the last several years. Despite all of this rain, Colorado's HOAs may soon be required to accept water-wise landscaping. A bill now awaits Governor Polis' signature after the state legislature passed it earlier this week. Right now, homeowners who want to swap their lawns out for things that require less water often get denied by their HOA for aesthetic reasons. But if the bill becomes law, HOAs could be required to pre-approve at least 3 water-saving landscape designs. HOAs wouldn't be able to ban vegetable gardens in front or side yards of single-family homes. Colorado Parks and Wildlife euthanized a mountain lion after it injured an 11-year-old girl near Buena Vista earlier this week. Parks and Wildlife say the lion swatted the girl in the face when she went to check on the family chicken coop. She was treated at a nearby hospital. Expect a decent start to the weekend in Grand Junction, with highs in the 70s tomorrow, with partly sunny skies on Sunday with a slight chance for rain. This is CPR News.